fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the third day of July, year of our Lord 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that the prosecuting attorney of St. Louis, who I regard as a communist, would probably never say if she had any choice. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to join us in the pledge, please do. You may stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over your heart. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Preparative tip of the day begins with check your inventory of magazines. Make sure you've got at least 10 for each weapon system that you own. At least 10. May make an exception for your precision rifle. You won't be going through a lot of magazines there, but it's good to have a few extras regardless. Moving on from there, everybody wants a Berkey water filter at the same time. We're no longer promising a delivery date. If you want to get in line with everybody else, you're welcome to. I am a Berkey dealer. Good news, doTERRA does have OnGuard in stock, ready for immediate shipment. There's a number of OnGuard products. You need to check and see what the availability is in terms of how many you're allowed to buy. OnGuard is the proprietary blend duplicating what was used in Europe during the bubonic plague to protect people from bubonic plague. It's called Thieves Oil. It was called Thieves Oil. doTERRA calls their brand OnGuard. Okay. Before we get to Tom, I need to mention my 4th of July sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads is now in effect, going until midnight the 6th day of July, this coming Monday. $25 off energy cleaners, 20% off mattress pads. The first hour on Friday, we talk about something very important, which easily could be a matter of life and death during a crisis. That would be a survival emergency communications. Tom Berryhill began his quest to understand these matters more than half a century ago when as a teenage boy, he got involved with ham radio. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. How's it going today?
Really good. Well, we met briefly yesterday afternoon when I took delivery of 21 new energy cleaners. I think 8 or 10 of them are going out the door here pretty soon. We're having unprecedented sales. And then you went on to an assignment to help a radio facility get back up and running. Was that assignment successful?
I'm still here, John. I'm working from calling in from a remote location, but it was basically a repeater system that was took a lightning hit, and it blew out exactly what I told you, what I thought it might be. It melted one of the coupling loops in the duplexer, so I made one from scratch and testing it out. It should be okay.
Well, between last night and right now, have you had any sleep?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I was going to say,
if you
need to take the morning off, we can certainly manage without you if you need to take the morning off. But if you had some sleep, we'll continue. Well, Tom, couple in St. Louis, Mark McCluskey and his wife, have become international news. I was contemplating the last several days if I was going to put a team together to protect them, what it would take. And I would, I think a three-man team, appropriately trained and armed, veterans, of course, that would be the team. And, of course, we would have at least five two-way handy talkies so that all the adults and all the adults on the premises could talk to each other and be able to serve as outposts and response teams to the four compass points, north, south, east, and west of this home in St. Louis. So that was just exercise that I went through, a mental exercise. I have no intention of going there. These people support philosophically and with money people who want to kill our babies and take our guns. That would be the Democrats. And I feel bad for them and the choices they've made. But they made choices that help put in place what they're facing right now, didn't they, sir?
That's true, John. You know, I wasn't really up to speed on that situation in St. Louis until we talked last night. I wasn't really even aware of it. And then I've talked to some other people since then that are discussing the same issue. And that is a perfect application, a security detail for that part of the city. That's a perfect application for HTs. You know, I'm not a big fan of portable walkie-talkie type radios, but that is one situation where HTs with headsets, earpieces, things like that, remote microphones would be perfect to have on hand and would work quite well. There's some other things that you might want to do in addition to that as far as the radios go. And that would be, if you can, you know, some of these groups are well-funded, and, of course, there's information out there floating around that George Soros puts up the funding for some of this. I don't know where they're getting it, John, but thing is, some of them are carrying scanners and things like that, and there are scanners that will scan and look for the strongest signal close by, so they may try to intercept your communications. And one way around that is to get some of these HTs that are actually called spread spectrum. And they take the signal, instead of being on a particular frequency, it spreads the signal around to numerous frequencies. And it's somewhat of a way of encryption, of using encryption. And that would be a very, very good way to talk and not be intercepted by anyone. So that's something to consider. Those types of radios are a little more costly, but they are available. Motorola makes some that operate up around 800, 900 megahertz. So that type of equipment could be put to use for that application.
Well, let's move forward with this theoretical security detail. First of all, I would have all the HTs be the same make and model for the following reason. They would all take the same batteries and all have the same chargers. I would have my men equipped with earpieces so that they could listen covertly and be able to talk as quietly as necessary. Part of operational security called OPSEC would be to have the transmissions be very short, no more than 5 or 6 seconds, no more than 5 or 6 seconds, and that's enough. And then have codes that people could use that would not make sense to anybody who didn't know the code, using colors for the 4 compass points, for example. And anybody listening, if somebody said, go to the blue side of the house, people wouldn't know that that meant north, south, east, or west. They wouldn't know that. And, of course, codes for the team members as well. And so between those things, keeping transmission short, using a simple code, that would make the whole operation a lot more secure, wouldn't it, sir?
Absolutely. That's a perfect application for codes, John. And that's one way to do it. And that combined with some upper scale HTs that I just described with a spread spectrum transmission and reception, that would really lock it up to where I don't think they'd be able to intercept anything.
No. Now, the spread spectrum radios, who makes those again?
Well, Motorola does make some. I'm sure there's others. And I've seen them actually for sale on eBay. But Motorola did make some spread spectrum HTs, and they worked in 900 megahertz spectrum. And their main application was for large buildings. Say you had a maintenance crew and a high-rise building in New York City, that'd be a perfect application to use these. And they have various models. They're a little more expensive than the average HT, but they perform pretty well. You do not get as great a range with these, but I think you could get a half a mile or so easily. And
well,
it may be just what you need.
Yeah, for a that kind of application where you're not going any distance more than a few hundred feet, that would be perfect, obviously. And of course, it could be a base station setup along with the HTs. I always, whenever I go into the field in an operation like this, I always have at least one, preferably two, fully charged batteries in addition to the one that's attached to the radio. It's simple. It eliminates the problem of a battery running out of juice when you need it the most. And of course, going through all the radio protocols with your team before the event begins, it's very important to make sure everybody's got the protocols down pat, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. You do have to get all that worked out in advance, and everybody has to be well-versed on what these codes are and memorize them. You don't want any written copies laying around, so you have to memorize them and make it simple but complex enough that anybody that did intercept any communications, they couldn't make heads or tails out of it.
Absolutely. Well, I've obviously done this in the past numerous times. It's not my first rodeo, as sometimes people say. It's a serious matter. When you're putting together a security team for any operation, you always hope for the best and plan for the worst, don't you, Tom?
That's right, John. That's exactly right.
In addition, the team would have regular check-ins to make sure everything was okay, depending on the situation and how far spread out people were. One assignment I had, all my men, I was a head of a security detail in a part of St. Louis where there was gunfire almost every night. And all my men were equipped with radios, and we had a perimeter of a 40-acre industrial complex that we were protecting. And it was pretty common for me to get a call from one of my guys, 2 o'clock in the morning, something like this. Sergeant Moore, taking gunfire at guard post number 2. And I would respond, Roger that, get down, I'm on the way. And of course I would respond, and we would take care of whatever was going on. It was routine in this location to find used hypodermic syringes all around the perimeter. Gunfire, like I say, was common. And a 40-acre complex with many buildings in between, it was difficult to run from one place to another because of all the various buildings. It was a big, a major Fortune 500 manufacturing facility. And I had the 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift. It was a good team of men that we had there. We managed to protect the property, not suffer any casualties, and it was a good assignment, and everybody got through it okay. Anyway, we may find families doing similar things, especially if they live in urban, suburban areas, couldn't we, Tom?
Yes, that's right. John, what type of radios did you use when you did this at the industrial site?
Well, we had a base station in NHTs, and that's been 42 years ago, so I don't remember.
Well, it got the job done. And the type of equipment I'm describing, the spread spectrum, that wasn't available back then. It was anything in those days would have been very primitive and experimental. So, but it is available today and is widely used. That would get the job done. I'm looking into some of this myself, some of these types of radios.
Well, I don't know the McCloskeys. I know people who know them because of my being in the legal profession since 1972. But they were on Tucker Carlson last night. And apparently these folks have had viable threats against their lives, considered real threats, not make-believe. The St. Louis police have told them they will not protect them or their property. They've reached out to every private security firm in the city of St. Louis, none of whom would agree to provide security officers. One of whom told them that they should just flee the home and abandon it. Of course, Mr. McCloskey, being an attorney, he probably has read his insurance policy, which would tell him that any damage due to civil disorder will not be covered by his insurance policy. They have a beautiful home, 20,000 square foot home, worth about $1.5 million, give or take. And that's basically their life savings is in that home. They're betwixt and between. They're absolutely desperate with the weekend coming up this evening. And these viable threats, and of course, their friends, relatives, and associates, I'm sure the majority of them are anti-gun, baby-killing liberals. And so they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, aren't they, with nobody to call?
They really are. I'm surprised nobody wants to help them. And John, you're absolutely correct about the insurance side of things. I think everybody should look at any type of insurance that covers property damage, things like that, and look at the force majeure clauses in those contracts, because in many cases, probably all cases, the insurance company...
I know we have insurance professionals listening. If you're an insurance professional and you know anything different, give us a call at 800-313-9443. To the best of my knowledge, there's no property insurance that will pay a claim due to civil disorder. That policy does not exist, to my knowledge. A possible exception might be Lloyd's of London, where you pay an excessive premium. I mean, a really, really excessive premium to get that kind of coverage. I'm not even sure about that. I know during the Ferguson riots, I had and still have friends that have lived there, had their family homes there. And in both cases, both men evacuated the family members to a safe location while the husband stayed behind to protect the biggest investment the family had, the family home. And one of those gentlemen was on the radio with me every morning, giving us a report from his neighborhood in Ferguson. And of course, the best example of people protecting property would be the Korean business owners during the LA riots. Was that 1982, Tom, I think?
The L.A. riots was 91, 92, early 1990s.
Okay. All right. Early 90s. Early 90s. And they did what they needed to do to protect their property. We had a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hello? As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
Okay, now we're back. Our next caller here, Tom, is Jerry in Texas. Morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Tom and John. Just so you know, I'm in a house away from all the third-party participation this morning, so maybe it won't be too distracting. I got to turn my radio down. Tom, it's my understanding that 1 1/4 meter, I think that's 220 megahertz, we're allowed to, as ham operators, to do that spread spectrum, I think is what you call it, on that up to 10 watts. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not up on all the rules on that, Jerry. I look at the technology, but you have to also look at the rules and the regulations and follow them closely as well. And I haven't done that yet, but I will tell you that spread spectrum is an interesting mode to use. And I do know the ham operators are using it. To what extent, I don't know yet. But it is only used in the upper frequencies. And 220 megahertz might be one of them. Maybe that and the higher frequencies. But, you know, the 220 band used to be a lot bigger, and the FCC took several megahertz of that frequency range away years ago for UPS. UPS is going to use it. Oh, yeah. And you know what? They took that spectrum away, and I don't think UPS ever even used it. They never set up a system. I don't know what they're using now, but they didn't use it after they took it away from the ham operators. I think you're going to see more and more of this over the coming years. The spectrum, the frequency spectrum is a precious resource, and the ham operators better start using more of it, experimenting and putting these frequencies to use, so they're going to lose them.
Well, I know I've got, matter of fact, I've got several of them. A lot of my ham buddies do. It's got those little Bofang handy talkies. What they are, especially out in the rural areas, they work pretty good. And Bofang come out with what they call Tri-Band, which is 440, 220, and, whatever it is, 144, or 70 centimeter, 1 1/4, and 2 meter. But I've got a little Yaesu handy talkie, VX6, that has, it's a tri-band that's same way. And I was reading something the other day. It takes me a while to absorb and understand things, and I have to go back and look at it half a dozen times. It's my understanding that in 1 1/4 is one of the frequencies that you can use to communicate with the space station.
I have heard that, yes, and that's true. And you know, some of that was done on the 2 meter band as well. So there's
2 meter.
There's all, and there was some of that going on. Yes, I've never participated in any of that with the space station, but a lot of the hams have done that. And what they've done, Jerry, is they set up a station, a portable station, at a school, and it was really interesting to the kids in school, especially at the elementary schools. And they would set this up and at the junior highs, the elementary, get these kids interested in ham radio at a young age. And when they could talk to the astronauts, that really got their
attention.
Well,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I did go up there. Matter of fact, a couple of my ham buddies all excited that they actually got to hear communications. They were mobile, but they just happened to be on the frequency that space station was on, and they was able to hear their transmission. They couldn't hear the Earth side, but. And they're all excited, said, I got to try that. That's so cool, you know, and it is. you know, it's simple technology when you get right down to it, so why not? Anyway, I was just curious if you knew anything about that spread spectrum. That's kind of hard for me to say, but I don't know what all the technology. I guess there's a lot of got a bit of computer software and what have you that involved in that.
Jerry, we're out of time. We're out of time, Jerry. We've got a break.
Okay.
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have back on my website on a daily basis, pretty much every day, the Daily Intelligence Briefing. We're going to be moving up to the top right now. If you scroll down to the left side, you'll see the image there. And it says in bright red letters, Daily Intelligence Briefing. The man who puts this together, a very dear friend of mine, he's a former counterintelligence agent, and he's retired. He has the time to do this. Dozens of articles from all over the planet posted on a daily basis. If you want to keep up on what's going on the planet, this is certainly a great way to do it. And that's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, I have something that will help you. I do. It's called the Energy Cleaner. We have a sale going on the Energy Cleaner. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. the 4th of July sale until midnight, Monday the 6th, $25 off energy cleaners, 20% off mattress pads. When you place your order, your order taker, if you call my toll-free online, they don't have a clue what the sale is or anything like that. Just let them take the order. I have to process it manually anyway, and when I process the order, I give you the 4th of July discount. So that's a pretty simple thing to do. You can do that online at thelibertyman.com. You can also call my toll-free online 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Our primary discussion this hour is about emergency survival communications. And that clip coming back from the break was Winston Churchill, of course. And I got notice yesterday from the British Parliament about copyright infringement. Isn't that special? I feel very honored to have a copyright infringement from the British Parliament. Our next caller is Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to let you know the Motorola ones you're talking about are DTR, and I think the other ones are DLR. Maybe the DLRs are the newer ones, but those are the category of radio that you're talking about with Motorola, the spread spectrum. You know, I think there's some companies out there doing spread spectrum digital, too. So I know you've talked about in the past just going digital can insulate you quite a bit from, you know, 90% of the people out there listening that are not having the digital capability. That's a cheaper option than the spread spectrum. But spread spectrum, Motorola is the only one that I know of right now.
All right. So the two models are Delta Tango Romeo and Delta Lima Romeo. Is that correct there, Dave?
That is correct. That would be phonetically correct.
Okay.
I don't know that Motorola makes a base station that works spread spectrum. I'm not sure that they do, but I have not found one. I haven't looked terribly hard, but they may be out there. And who knows, maybe the Chinese have got stuff out there too, but I wouldn't necessarily trust the Chinese with spread spectrum stuff just in case they decide to make a little move on the continent. It'd be better not to have Chinese radios.
Absolutely.
I agree with that. I agree with that
100%. Roger that, Dave. Yeah, absolutely. That's a great update, Dave. Anything else?
No, that's it. Have a great day. Okay. Thanks, and
thank you, sir.
Happy Independence Day.
Thanks, sir. We celebrate tomorrow the signing of the Declaration of Independence at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. I've been there. And it's a very simple room, simple furniture, nothing elegant about it. It's well-maintained. It looks just like it did in 1776, as best I can tell. No modern updates that are readily available. And it was an honor and a privilege to walk on the same floor, be in the same room as our founding fathers. For me, it was a very special moment. We got a caller and holder. We got Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Hi, John and Tom. can you hear me okay? Because I can't hardly hear you at all.
You're fine. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I totally apologize. This is totally off subject, but I wanted to get a hold of you before the weekend, and in case you had time to try to look this guy up. And this guy is an epidemiologist, a scientist, and he's an elderly gentleman, and he's totally in agreement with you about this virus stuff. But he was on the Mark Anderson show. Do you know Mark?
I've heard him, but I don't know Mark now.
Okay. Well, anyhow, the guy's name is Tom Rogers, and he's done this all his life, I guess. And he was explaining exactly how germs and viruses and so forth can live and so forth. But I don't want to take up your time away from the radio.
Okay.
I just wanted to see if you could maybe be kind of find it, you know, get a hold of Mark or something and find out about it. I don't have internet, or I would try to do all that legwork for you.
Okay.
But I think you'd really enjoy it if you could go back and listen to his shows on, I think it's on Wednesdays, he has a show on RBN.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the update there, Al. Well, Tom, if people do want to move forward and become part of the ham radio community, they need to go to the ARRL, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima .org website. And this past weekend, we had a field day, didn't we? And you tuned into at least one of those frequencies. What did you find when you did that, Tom?
Well, John, I turned on my ham radio equipment on the HF bands, and I listened to the 40-meter segment for about 10 minutes. It was on the CW part of the band, very low part of the band, and there were just hundreds and hundreds of stations on there. It was crazy. After about 10 minutes of that, I turned it off, and I did listen the next day. That would have been last Sunday, for a few minutes after field day shut down, so late in the afternoon, and I only, in that whole spread of the Morse code part of the band, I heard two stations. So it went from, it was like flipping a light switch. There were hundreds of stations on there, and it's a good training session because you learn how to communicate under some very stressful, difficult situations, and just right. to be able to communicate with that many stations on there at the same time, that's quite a thing to do.
It is.
It was well attended, I'll say that. There was a lot of I never heard that many in the past.
Now, for those who don't know, Field Day happens one weekend a year, and typically, I assume it is in June, probably about the same week every year, hundreds of thousands of ham radio operators get together all over the country, typically in a city park, some kind of setting of that nature where they set up their portable equipment, have their own power source. It's not connected to the power grid, set up antennas. And there's a social aspect also where there's food and social interaction. And they spend the weekend communicating all over the United States. Now, is it just the United States or is it all over the world, Tom?
Well, I don't really remember the exact details of it's more of a contest. It's not only a training session to learn how to communicate under emergency conditions, because it's a simulated emergency type test, but it's also a contest. And I've never heard anybody talking to foreign stations, and I'm not even sure if it includes Canada. It might, but all the stations I heard were all U.S. based. And I only listened for about 10 minutes, John. It was on the Morse code section of the band. I was on the 40-meter band.
We informed people last Friday about the event and how to find out where the closest event was to them. And I have no doubt that some of our listeners participated and went to those events. We have another year to wait. Lots going to happen in the next 12 months, to say the least, isn't there, Tom?
Well, that's for sure. A lot going to happen, and there could be some changes. But I think people are paying attention to what's going on, and they're learning more about communications and getting their systems and equipment purchased and set up, learning how to use it. And if you're interested in ham radio, it's still not too late, but time is short, and some of this equipment might be on back order. I really think, at a minimum, somebody interested in, if they're not going to become a ham radio operator, they at least need a scanner with digital capabilities, mainly P25 digital. And they also should get a shortwave radio with single sideband capabilities, preferably with a digital readout. This allows you to dial into the exact frequencies, and the single sideband capabilities allows you to listen to any of the ham radio operators that would be on, and also any types of government military stations will, if they're on a shortwave spectrum, they will be using single sideband. There's a lot of data transmissions on there, too, so if you want to hook any kind of computers to your radios, there's equipment available for that, and that would be helpful as well.
Right. Well, I just want to keep encouraging people. We're looking at the first Tuesday in November as a possible flashpoint, But we're having multiple flashpoints along the way, clearly and obviously, all over the United States. Monuments are being attacked. The Antifa people destroyed a statue of an elk in Portland, Tom. This what's going on is absolutely insane. There's no logical reason of any kind for what's taking place. It's pure anarchy. Communist insurgents who want to destroy our country, destroy our culture, destroy our history, destroy our heritage, and that's what they're doing. And families may easily find themselves in an untenable situation in these urban suburban areas. That couple on Portland Place, number one Portland Place, the McCloskeys, were enjoying a evening, having dinner on their patio behind their home, when the crowd of several hundred people destroyed the gate to their gated community and began trespassing down the sidewalk and ultimately making threats to murder them right from the sidewalk. So this could happen anywhere, couldn't it, Tom?
Yes, it can. And as far as communications goes, it'd be very wise to have some portable radios for those types of situations. Again, I'm not a big fan of HTs or portable radios, low power, if you're trying to operate for great distances through repeaters and things like that. It's going to frustrate you to use those radios for those types of operations. But as far as short range, tactical type of situations, they're perfect. And I hope that those people get some portable HTs, probably on FRS or GMRS frequencies. That's what they're going to end up with, and those are on the 460 megahertz range. They would get the job done. The problem is anybody else could buy radios on those same frequencies and intercept their transmissions. So it takes a little bit of planning to work around all of that, but it can be done.
Absolutely. Well, it needs to be done, and I hope they do. Despite my disagreeing with their philosophy, I don't want to see these people hurt. We got a caller on hold here, Tom. We got David in California. Good morning, David.
Oh, hey, morning, John. Yeah, I'll tell you, there's so many different angles about what's going on. Stabbing in the back of so many different directions. You know, this whole Jeffrey Epstein thing kind of reminds me that part of our problem is that there are so many honest politicians that are being blackmailed by, you know, a guy like Epstein, that there's nothing that can go right when the blackmailer runs the world. And so one of the things that I noticed the other day, Epstein funded one of the police and fire department info systems. And so the company's name is Carbyne, C-A-R-B-Y-N-E. And if you look at Carbyne, it basically is a company that every police department in America, or 99% of them as I understand it, are using their software. And Jeffrey Epstein funded it. So it's not bad enough that the police departments are being monitored by a company that Epstein helped develop, but that now those, like the babysitter cameras that people put in their houses, those are on the same software. So look at Carbyne, and this whole idea of defunding the police, well, let's use this as a nice opportunity to defund Carbyne.
Well, you know, you can't defund something unless it's something that has public funds that you can take away, and it's a private company.
Well, right. Every town across America can say, hey, I don't want our 911 system using Carbyne technology.
So that would be difficult.
Not really. Every city in America could shoulder together and say, we don't want Epstein running our 911 system, much less our babysitter cameras. You know, the idea that Epstein could blackmail anybody in America, whether he's alive or dead at this point, the technology is being snooped on. There's backdoor technology so that any creepy organization can know what your babysitter's room is looking like and anything that goes on in it. Blackmail is an amazing thing. It's an economy in itself. And so when you start looking at the divisions, left and right, and religious and non-religious and all this other, blackmail is sometimes what's keeping all of this divisiveness going. It's amazing.
It is. Well, that comes back to our topic, which is technology. People need to be aware of what the technology is, what it can do, and what it can't do to avoid becoming a victim of exactly what you're saying. Right, David?
Yeah, that's why I called. I heard your guest there.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good comment. We appreciate that, sir.
I'll listen for a response. Thanks.
Okay. Well, Tom, there's been concern for years about manufacturers of technology. I talked about this on my show 8 or 10 years ago, that our high-performance jet fighters, F-15s, F-16s, F-35s, have computers, equipment that came from China. And why wouldn't our most likely enemy provide us with computer equipment for our defensive weapons that they would have a backdoor access to? Why wouldn't they go ahead and do that, Tom?
When pigs fly, the new Ease-Off Model EZ4.
Well, John,
we have a break.
We have a break.
And is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on my forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Oh, this is Mary Wilde Weaver.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the third day of July. It is July. That was the South Carolina String Band, obviously, singing Dixie. We all need to remember our heritage. If you think the Civil War was about slavery, well, you simply don't know your history. You really don't. Not going to discuss that today, maybe later. We're talking about emergency survival communications. We got about 2.5 minutes left here. Well, Tom, we keep emphasizing the importance of getting this knowledge, getting trained, getting the equipment, learning how to operate the equipment. I get questions all the time, Tom, about, quote unquote, where can I find people of like mind? You get involved with your local ham radio club, you will definitely meet a number of people that are interested in preparedness, won't you, Tom?
That's absolutely correct, John, and that's a common topic that's being discussed at ham radio clubs, and that's exactly what last weekend's operations were about, field day. It's about emergency communications, being prepared, how to set up systems under difficult situations such as no power. All of these stations were operating with generators, batteries, solar power, things like that. And it's a fun thing to do, but it's also a very serious competition. It's a contest and a training session that allows these ham radio clubs and individuals. There's a lot of people that just got on the air by themselves with maybe a portable type of deal with batteries operating it and antennas tied up to a telephone pole or a tree. I would use a slingshot and shoot wires over the tops of trees and use that for antennas in the past, and it worked quite well. So that's what it's all about. And that was amazing, John, when I tuned into that and heard that many stations on there. That was encouraging. It tells you that the ham operators are still out there, and they can be on the air and ready to help with communications at a moment's notice. So it's a good thing.
Okay, special announcement, Tom, and everybody. We will be offering a mask made from mosquito netting beginning around the week of the 12th of this month. Sometimes later in that week, we should have masks made from mosquito netting ready and available for sale. Allow you to breathe comfortably, not build up carbon dioxide in your bloodstream, and still comply with these silly make-believe laws about the make-believe COVID-19. Yeah, there is a virus, but if you're a normal, healthy person, you have nothing to worry about. So that will be these masks with made from mosquito netting will be available for sale at my website sometime the third week of this month, Tom.
I can't wait to see that, John. That's going to be
You will get a complimentary one.
White or
green? White or green? Your choice.
It doesn't matter, John.
Okay.
I've got to have one.
Okay. All right. We have a top hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Lynn Wilbert. Stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.